This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In a year already defined by the COVID-19 pandemic, a new, higher transmissible mutation has prompted the World Health Organization on Wednesday to call on African countries to boost their surveillance of the virus. South Africa recently detected the new variant, which is likely linked to the ongoing surge of COVID-19 infections in the country, but appears to transmit more easily. WHO Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moete, commented that while new COVID-19 variants are common, the news from South Africa was very concerning, adding that investigations are underway to understand the new mutation's behavior and steer the response accordingly. Nigeria is also carrying out more investigations on a variant it identified in samples collected in August and October. And in the United States, five independent UN experts railed against President Donald Trump's pardoning of four Blackwater Worldwide contractors who were convicted in 2015 for war crimes in Iraq. The private security contractors were prosecuted and found guilty of multiple criminal acts committed during a 2007 massacre at Nassau Square in Baghdad, including the killings of 17 unarmed civilians. President Trump pardoned the four after the U.S. courts found them guilty in 2015 of first-degree murder and manslaughter. The UN experts, who comprise the Working Group on the Use of Mercenaries and are part of the special procedures of the UN Human Rights Council, said the 22 December pardons violated U.S. obligations under international law. Chairperson Jelena Aparak upheld that they are an affront to justice and to the victims of Nassau Square massacre and their families. The experts also called on all parties to the Geneva Conventions to condemn the pardons. As the year draws to a close, the UN Refugee Agency's last evacuation flights in 2020 has safely transported 130 vulnerable asylum seekers from Libya to Rwanda. The aircraft left the capital of Tripoli on Tuesday afternoon with women, men, and children from Eritrea, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia on board. While most of them had been living in urban areas, many had previously been held in detention centers across the country. The UN agency's chief of mission in Libya, Jean-Paul Cavaliere, said that the evacuations have proven to be a crucial lifeline for vulnerable refugees, and appeal to the international community to provide greater support to these populations. New flights will resume in 2021. Liz Scafidi, UN News.